Well, we are joined now by our political reporter, Mary Regan, who was in Galway for the Fine Gael Ardèche at the weekend, and by public affairs consultant and Irish Times columnist, Gerard Howlin. You're both very welcome. Mary, will you first of all take us through Leo Varadkar? It's his final day in the office of Taoiseach after nearly 7 years.
Yeah, it's almost 7 years since he was first elected as Taoiseach. So he did serve two separate terms. Ultimately, he will be in the North today, the North-South Ministerial Council. It'll be his last official engagement in the office as Taoiseach. And then he travels to Oras an Uachtaráin this evening, where his formality, I suppose, or the official part of his resignation as Taoiseach will be conveyed to President Michael D. Higgins. So that closes the chapter, closes the curtain on one era for Fine Gael, and of course another one opening tomorrow.
Well, take us through that then, the timetable tomorrow for the election, presumed election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach.
Yeah, this is quite a long, drawn-out process tomorrow. It starts very early in the morning at 10:30 in the morning. They will begin speeches, nominations of Taoiseach in the Dáil. Now, it won't just be Simon Harris putting his name forward, as usually happens in these situations. Other parties present their names as well. But given the Dáil numbers, you know, it's expected widely that Simon Harris will be elected Taoiseach. So that will go on for possibly, you know, a couple of hours, maybe at 1:30 then, after the Dáil vote, the new Taoiseach will travel to the Oras to be appointed Taoiseach. Back to government buildings then in the afternoon around 2:30. The big, first big call of Simon Harris's time will be his cabinet appointments, which will happen between around 2:00 and 5:00. That will be a nervy time for many in the party. And then in around 5:00, the Dáil will sit and they'll nominate the new ministers, and back to Oras an Uachtaráin then in the evening, and a final first cabinet meeting of the newly constructed cabinet will take place tomorrow night, probably around 8:00 in the evening.
Okay, and the Irish Independent reporting this morning, concern in senior Fine Gael ranks about possibly moving Helen McEntee from the Justice portfolio, saying that it might be seen as a concession to Sinn Féin, who had moved a motion of no confidence in her after the Dublin riots, or indeed the far right. What is the speculation?
Yeah, and for Helen McEntee, she has been the subject of an awful lot of the focus over the last week or so in relation to the cabinet reshuffle. And I think the narrative in relation to her has changed slightly over the weekend. You know, before the weekend, there was a lot of talk that she would be moved possibly to a different, you know, portfolio. You could look at maybe Social Protection and Heather Humphreys perhaps moved to Justice. You could look to her being moved to some of the cabinet portfolio. But Helen McEntee did have a very high profile at that Fine Gael Ardèche over the weekend. She, you know, addressed delegates before Simon Harris's speech, and she was very well received by the party grassroots. So there's some speculation today that, you know, because there had been a motion of no confidence in her by Sinn Féin subsequent to the riots in Dublin, that this might be in some ways sort of giving in to that sort of that sort of opposition to Helen McEntee in light of those riots. And there's also the question being asked, you know, Simon Coveney is a, you know, big name Fine Gael minister who'd be stepping down. Helen McEntee also coming from Fine Gael family, big Fine Gael dynasty. So, you know, there was, you know, some speculation that perhaps it would stand in her favour, that, you know, that she, it might be, you know, a step too far to lose two big Fine Gael names from senior cabinet positions.
Gerard Howlin, let me bring you in. You're very welcome to the programme. How do you think Simon Harris did at the weekend at the Ardèche?
It was a good speech. It was delivered with energy in a room that was full of enthusiasm. That's important for Fine Gael. I think what we have to be aware of in this conversation between the three of us, who are have an unnaturally high interest in the minutiae of politics, is that Simon Harris is much less known to the general public than he is as a political figure to people like us. He's only beginning to introduce himself, I think, to a wider population of certainly here heard of him, who've certainly seen him in the distance, but don't necessarily know him very well. And in relation to reshuffles, again, they are beloved of people in Leinster House and people who report and look at it all. They're of much less consequence of interest to people at large, whom those things don't matter very much.
And we heard in the Vox Pop from Roscommon how much housing was coming up time and time again in people's priorities. Now, he's been 13 years as part of a Fine Gael, a number of Fine Gael governments since 2011. He was elected in 2011. He's never been in opposition. He's pledging 250,000 houses over 5 years. Will credibility on that issue be a challenge for him?
It will. What he has done, by the way, is he has effectively preempted the ESRI report on future housing need, which the government will consider over the few months. And I would say what he has said comes very close to what the government itself will say eventually. So he's simply stolen a march on the other parties in government on that issue. But where any government is going to find the resources, not least the resources of tradespeople, of building companies, of banks who are prepared to lend money as distinct from not lend it, where those capacity issues are going to be turned on effectively on that scale over the coming years remains to be seen. And I haven't heard from any party, Fine Gael or Sinn Féin, a credible accounting of how they're going to deliver on either of their targets.
Perhaps Leo Varadkar saw the electoral writing on the wall in terms of the local and European elections coming up very soon, as well as a general election. So on that front, what is Simon Harris facing when it comes to the elections? What can he produce for the party in the short amount of time that he has?
Well, he's facing the realisation that there's a difference between getting to the top of the greasy pole and staying on top of it. He has a very short amount of time to local and European elections. If there's not an election in the autumn and it goes to the spring, it puts the government that he will lead in a lot of difficulty simply to stay in office over the winter through to what is more likely to be a February than a March election. And he's going to find it very difficult because what he's had over the last 10 days since Leo Varadkar resigned, he's had it all to himself. The Dáil has been in recess. That'll all change tomorrow. The Dáil is back. It'll be business as usual. All of the issues he's talking about that affect people, people will be in the full throes of dealing with them. And this clear space he's had to introduce himself and to speak for himself will end tomorrow.
And then the general election, as you say, Gerard, we hear repeatedly about his popularity with young people, but the question is, will they come out and vote?
Yes, he's popular with young people in the sense that he's popular as a new and clearly energetic figure, regardless of how often that word is used. It is a truism in relation to him. It's not clear to me that Fine Gael, with or without Simon Harris, is going to rebuild its vote with young people or anyone else. It's a huge task ahead of it in terms of reaching out to people who have left their ranks. And it's going to be down to delivery as well as promises and to credibility about the delivery of those promises. It'll require, I think, a significant amount of detail and traction folding out of that speech on Saturday night that we've yet to hear.
Obviously, the outcome of the general election, Mary, is unknown. If more independents run and do well, who knows, they could hold the balance of power. Is there any sign that Simon Harris has any intention of changing the position on going into government with Sinn Féin?
Interestingly, it's not something he spoke about over the course of the weekend. But, you know, he was very focused on attack lines against Sinn Féin. I thought it was very interesting at that Ardèche, all the sort of many of the sort of old guard there, Phil Hogan, you know, striding into the conference hall ahead of Minister Harris's speech, Enda Kenny being beamed in from New Zealand to speak, and he was saying, you know, that we're facing into what he described as the mother and father of all elections. One way or another, we are facing into a sort of long now running electoral cycle into that next general election, and I think what many are saying is the only certainty and the only certain outcome of that is that the government formation process beyond it will be very complicated.
Final thought from you on that point, Gerard.
What Simon Harris has attempted to do is he's attempted to shift his and his party's narrative from the present tense to the future tense. And insofar as he succeeds, he may do some good for his party. Politics, when it's successful, is always future tense, and that's why he's talking now about the next 5 years. The one issue he didn't speak of at all about in any detail is climate, and that'll be the overwhelming issue. And unless he's prepared to acknowledge and address that meaningfully, I'm not sure everything else is ultimately going to work.
Thank you both very much indeed. Irish Times columnist and public affairs consultant Gerard Howlin and our political reporter Mary Regan. It's